Right now, though, it is time for us to get into the Word of God. As we do every day at this time, give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day right, get you focused on the Lord. And yesterday, of course, was Easter, as we celebrated the resurrection of our Savior and the victory and hope that we have because of it. And I want to look in John, a couple of passages here in John, to kind of follow up what we talked about, what you probably talked about yesterday in some form, as you talked about the resurrection and the hope that we have because of it. Jesus then appears to his disciples numerous times before he ascends into heaven. And John records several of these occurrences. In John chapter 20, we're told that on the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." He appears to the disciples, they're overjoyed to see him, they realize he's alive, the women were telling the truth, and he sends them out. He says, "I'm sending you out." Thomas isn't there, of course, later on, Jesus appears again, this time Thomas is here, and he appears to him, and so they've all gotten the command. They've all gotten the command to go out, because of his resurrection, they're to go and tell this truth, that he is alive, that he is raised from the dead. They've got a message, they've got a mission. So where do we find them in John 21? It says, afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. So you got a bunch of the disciples together. Not all 12, but a whole bunch of them. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them. And they said, "Well, we'll go with you." Because that's what they were. They're fishermen. So they went out and got into the boat. But that night, they caught nothing. So they decided that we're going to go out and do some fishing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. And he called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat. You'll find some." When they did, they were unable to haul in the net because of the large number of fish. And the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." And as soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and he jumped in the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. And when they landed, they saw a fire, the burning coals, there with fish on it, and some bread. And Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." And so they come, and he cooks up the fish with them. But he does all this to remind them. You know, they're out on the boat. They are fishing and having no luck. They're not catching anything. In fact, nothing happens until Jesus shows up. Why are they having no luck? Why were they having such a poor night fishing? These are experienced fishermen. They knew what they were doing. There are clearly fish there to be caught. Because when Jesus told them to do it, they were able to pull in a huge catch. So what happened? Well, remember what Jesus' command is. He's given them a message, and he's given them a mission. Go, right? Go and tell. Matthew records this as the Great Commission. Go into all the world, make disciples. The Father sent me, I'm sending you. Go and spread the message. So what do? They go back to their old way of life. They've seen the resurrected Savior. They've experienced his power. They've experienced him in a real and direct way. They've been amazed. They've been overjoyed. They've been thrilled. But then immediately step back into their old life. Instead of going and taking that message out in the world, they go back fishing. But they find their old life fruitless, without success. See, they were fishing for the wrong thing. Remember what Jesus said when he called the disciples, when he called Peter? He said, "Come, I will make you fishers of men." Why are you still out here fishing for fish? You're supposed to be fishing for men. What happened to the disciples is the same thing that can happen to us. That we can experience the power of Jesus. We can experience resurrection power in our life. The resurrection power of Jesus Christ and his power to change us and transform us. And we have this incredible dramatic encounter. But soon we find ourselves drifting back into our own lives, drifting back into our old ways, instead of living this dramatic new life that God had called them to. God wasn't interested in them being fishers anymore. God didn't train them and teach them and do all of this so they can go back and be better fishermen. He trained them to be disciples, to spread the message, to build his church. He comes in this moment to remind them they have a mission, and it's not out on the lake catching fish. They have seen the risen Savior. They need to be transformed and live now in that transformation. Hopefully you experienced in a powerful way the resurrection of Jesus yesterday. Hopefully you have experienced the power of that in your life. Are you living the new life that God brought to you in that moment? Or have you allowed yourself to kind of imperceptibly slide back into the old life, the old ways, the old goals and purposes? Are you finding it fruitless, not catching anything? It's time to live in the power of the resurrection. There's always a danger we'll go back to our old ways. We'll be excited, but when the excitement fades and the passion fades, what do? We go back to what we know. We go back to what's familiar. God's calling us to something new, more powerful, more exciting. Let's live the power of the resurrection and not fall back into our old ways. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your work and its power in our lives. We thank you for its power to change us and transform us. Lord, we pray now that you will help us to live out that transformation. We know the temptation, Lord, just to fall back into old ways that are comfortable and safe and secure and known. But Lord, aren't living out the power of the resurrection in our lives. Lord, let us live out that power. Let us live out the truth of the resurrection. Lord, let us experience its fullness in our lives. And let us live that fullness each and every day. We pray this in your name. Amen. Well, in addition to being your affable and gracious morning show host, I'm also a pastor here in the area called Pastor Gateway Baptist Church. And we meet at 6047 Door Street. We held our services, like many churches, did a parking lot service. Parking lot. Keeping appropriate social distancing. People in their cars. Trying to keep everybody safe. Planning a meeting that way for the foreseeable future until all the restrictions are lifted at 11 o'clock in our church parking lot. Also doing Zoom services throughout the week and different things like that. Our food ministry is still working, is still operational, and we're still passing out food the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month. So it won't be this week, but next week. Doing that in drive-through. So you come in, you stay in your car, you never get out. You just come in, drive in your car, drive through, pop your trunk. We put the food in the trunk and off you go. We want to continue to meet the needs of people, especially during this time. We know so many people are being laid off and facing financial hardship. We want to be there for them. So we are doing that the second and fourth Wednesday of every month. Usually we do that from 4 to 5 p.m. That is available to everyone. You can find more information at our website, gatewaytoledo.com, and find all the information there.